Guidance from the Quran, Cultivating Taqwa in the Hearts of Believers. Quran Chapter 41 Verses 20-21 Translation and Understanding, Verse 20, Until, when they reach it, the hellfire, their hearing and their eyes and their skins will testify against them of what they used to do. Verse 21, And they will say to their skins, Why have you testified against us? They will say, We were made to speak by Allah, who has made everything speak, and He created you the first time, and to Him you are returned. In these verses, Allah vividly describes the Day of Judgment and the accountability that awaits mankind. Let's delve into the understanding of these verses to gain taqwa, or God consciousness. The testimony of the senses, verse 20 portrays a scene where the senses, hearing, sight, and skin, will bear witness against individuals for their deeds. This emphasizes that nothing we do in this life goes unnoticed by Allah, and everything will be accounted for on the Day of Judgment. Recognition of accountability, verse 21 illustrates the reaction of the disbelievers upon realizing that even their own bodies testify against them. This highlights the undeniable truth that all beings are subservient to Allah's command, and He has the power to make even our own bodies testify against us. Implications and lessons for cultivating taqwa, awareness of accountability. These verses instill a deep sense of accountability in the hearts of believers, reminding them that every action has consequences, both in this world and the hereafter. This awareness fosters taqwa, as individuals strive to align their actions with Allah's commands. Mindfulness in conduct, understanding that our senses will testify against us underscores the importance of being mindful of our behavior and actions. Cultivating taqwa involves living a life of righteousness and integrity, knowing that Allah is ever watchful, submission to divine will, the recognition that everything, including our own bodies, is subject to Allah's command, emphasizes the need for submission to His will. This submission is a cornerstone of taqwa, as believers acknowledge their dependence on Allah and strive to live in accordance with His guidance. Preparation for the hereafter. These verses serve as a reminder of the fleeting nature of this worldly life and the inevitability of the hereafter. Cultivating taqwa involves preparing for the Day of Judgment by living a life of piety, seeking forgiveness for shortcomings, and striving for Allah's pleasure. In conclusion, Quran chapter 41 verses 20-21 offer profound insights into the concept of accountability and the importance of cultivating taqwa in the hearts of believers. By reflecting on these verses and internalizing their lessons, Muslims can strengthen their faith, increase their consciousness of Allah, and lead lives guided by righteousness and piety.